Rabbi Putin Monday night.
Yes.
So, with Seder night fast approaching, someone's telling me that their house sometimes can get complicated. Seder night comes to Moitzi Matzah, everyone's washed, no one's talking, and then the confusion begins. How much matzah to eat, what to do? So they said to me, they don't get so carried away, they just let it go quickly. I said, do you realize the whole year we wait for Pesach, and the whole Pesach, thousands of pounds goes into so much, the food, the clothes, and then the time and tircha, the cleaning and everything we do. So much preparation. People talk about Pesach, from Chanukah, people are passing out from the word Pesach. And it comes before and you can't talk to them, and their houses are covered in silver from top to bottom. They spend their time, effort, blood, sweat, toil and tears, and money. All for that first Gezaya's Matzah. You make Moitzi Matzah, Moitzi Lechem Aretz, Alachilas Matzah, you take the first chew of that Gezaya's, whatever big your Gezaya's is, you're done. That's it. Pesach's finish really. For sure we can't eat chometz, and there's loads of other mitzvahs of Simcha and Yontov, and other parts of Yontov, but the main part of Yontov, today, we don't have Korban Pesach, the main single mitzvah d'oraisa, when the Torah says Chag HaMatzos, again and again, Chag HaMatzos, it means that first Kazayas. Once that Kazayas is done, you go back to sleep till Sukkos, till you go Yahar B'minim. That's your mitzvah. But so yeah, I ate quickly, and then wanted to get to Shechon Aruch, and Chatzos, calm down, relax, you know? Chatzos, Avikoyim, it's all drabonons. The first Gezaias, that's it. And that's why really Seder night should be built up to that whole crescendo. We're getting near to the matzah. The whole thing's around the matzah. We have the matzahs, we cover the matzah, we snap the matzah, we uncover the matzah, we lift the matzah, we put it on our shoulder, put it back in, put it in, the kids hide it. There's so much about this matzah because the matzah is the focal point of the Seder. Really, Seder night should be a very, very sad night. Because the main thing of Seder night is missing. Imagine you go to a chuppah, and it's a beautiful chuppah, everyone's singing, the food is amazing, it's quiet, it's calm, there's the red carpet, there's the white canopy, the chassan is there, everything's beautiful, there's one problem. The kallah's missing. But besides for that, it's a beautiful, so that you, there's the kallah, say, listen, I don't know, calm down, let's carry on. Okay, there's, you always have one thing wrong, the kallah didn't turn up. We're not going to disrupt the whole chuppah because of a small detail, one person. Seder night, we come along, the main thing of Seder night is missing. There's no Korban Pesach. Really, we should be so sad. We should have to remember, that's why again, we make a good case of the Korban Pesach. Kol Shoyim HaShoyim from Elu, Pesach, Matzamor, we talk about the Korban Pesach, what it signifies. But really, imagine the first year in Golos. They came along, they're wearing their new clothes, they spent £1 million to wear all their clothes today, what it costs, and there's got all the house full of this, you know, the plain crisps that cost like £1 a packet, and their chocolate, and everything was ready, and they came, like, where's the Korban Pesach? It's not here. What's going on? Really, we have to realize that's what Pesach is. But second best is matzah, and the first kazayas, that's the main focus of Yom Tov. And you should make it enjoyable and geschmack. If you buy the matzah that some people buy, which is very dry, to the point you're not sure if it's the matzah or the box, that's how dry it is. Then you should take the matzah, you put it in the oven for a minute and a half, you roast it till it's fresh and delicious and crunchy, and that's what the matzah should taste like. And you're worried about kazaisim, so work it out beforehand. People weigh it, put it in bags with names on, or they measure it, or they have a chart. There's different ways. But don't end up all confused and everyone's like, you're eating your matzah, you know, you're left, you're right. You should have your matzah, you should be relaxed, you're leaning, you're calm for the next, I don't know how long, you quickly eat your matzah, you do the 1 minute and 50 second shit of the chasm soiva, where you're gobbling it down, but at least in that time, you shouldn't be worried, it's stale, it's not good, I don't have had enough. This is the focus point of Seder night. Sometimes these people, they're running inside, they're checking the food's ready. It's such a shame, you know, you buy a chuppah and you're busy checking your messages. This is it! This is your Seder night, that matzah and gazayas is of utmost importance. As much as you have to remember the first 9 matzahs are so important, there's other mitzvahs that I says, the Gata Levincha, talking about Sis Mitzrayim, which is also a focal point. Sometimes people go off on all tangents, they wonder why Halachman is in Aramaic, or the Gematches of Baruch HaMokim. It's all very nice, but it's a shame to waste precious time when you're on Mitzvah Daraisa, talk about Sis Mitzrayim, talk about why Halachman is in Aramaic. Discuss on Shavuos, Why Baruch Hamokim it says it four times, Baruch Hamokim, Baruch four times. Okay, very good. Sukkos, we can discuss that. But now we talk about coming on Mitzrayim. Pasha, the Nisim, Mamash, they say by the Chofetz Chaim, used to talk like, as if he's talking to a child. There was frogs, and there were big frogs, and there were scary frogs. But that's really what the mitzvah is. And it would really stop and internalize every aspect and every step of the way. It's very hard, because like, okay, blood, frogs, lies, yeah, we know this, we've been there, done that. No, stop, and really think about it. And that's one of the biggest focal points, the makas. If you hunt some shitters, if you don't see the makas, you know itza. The makas is a big part of the seder. And you talk about the makas, discuss what would be the worst makas. If you were there, how would you deal with the makas? Tell me a story about them. And really get into the makas properly. And not only the makas, but all the other elements of the Yisrael Mitzrayim, how bad it was and how coming out. That is also the most integral part of the seder, which is the Mitzvah Daraisa. However, second night Pesach, you have to remember, there's no Mitzvah Daraisa. It's all Drabbanon. There's only one Mitzvah Daraisa second night, and it's Berachas HaMazon. Which is always a Mitzvah Daraisa, Berachas HaMazon. Somehow, Matt comes Matzah and I remember him, it's filling, and we spend money. Benching, did I bench? I remember if I bet. I don't know. I mean, don't say, did I have Seder night tonight? I don't remember. Did I eat my Matzah? It's a Mitzvah Daraisa benching. Really, I'm making as if, you know, when I bench, I have so much kavon, halavai. Really, when we bench, it's a Mitzvah Daraisa. And besides the school of a Paranasa, everything's school of Paranasa, because really, you know, it's very popular nowadays. But besides that, you go Mitzvah Daraisa. The second night, that's only Mitzvah Daraisa. So when it comes to Hini Mukhan Muzuman, L'Shem Yichud, you gotta be careful not to say L'Kai Mitzvah Daraisa second night, because it could be an Mitzvah Daraisa about Yosef. Just like second night Pesach, everyone's a Shem Yichud, Kemisah say, Osferes Oimeh, again, another Isderaisa of Kuntur Rishayin, the old Drabonon, you got Isderaisa about Toysef. So Chedesh comes from the Raj, but other Rishayin point out, that's why you mustn't say Isderaisa by any Mitzvah which is subject to Machloikas or Vade Drabonon, like we know second night Zedah. So that's the Mitzvah of Matzah, and second night is going to be Drabonon. Back to Maggid for a moment, when it comes to saying about the what happens today tonight? It's a very funny minute. If you ever want to know what's the wrong way to do things, you see what everyone does, especially in the schools. There's one thing that everyone says in Yiddish. Only one thing. Schools don't know a word Yiddish. Managed to know why. Because the only time in all of Shulchan Aruch that he got over thousands of simonim between all four halakim, there's one time it says that you should say it dafka the language you understand. And only that, says the Rimi Lunil, who lived in London, said in English, one time, managed to know. So what do? TJ in Yiddish, brilliant, just to make sure. It's like the only time the halacha says don't bring kids to shul is when? Because that's that. Well, how do you know? Because everyone brings kids to school, to shul then. We always get it wrong. So really, the whole idea of Seder is translated into English. It should be easy, it should be relaxed. Everyone should understand what we're saying. Avodim Ayinu, through the Baruch HaMokim. Every time you can explain it, you explain everything in English, take all night over it. But the idea is, it shouldn't be people just saying the jargon. You should just, if someone wants, just say it in English. The idea is to know, that's what Rimu Lunil did. He said it just in English. He lived in London. That's what he did, because that's the mitzvah, is to know what you're talking about. And people come to say tonight, and they're going through, and eventually the women and kids are falling asleep. Vegata levincha, not vegata to yourself. Talk to them on their level, on what they want to know in English, make it fun, make it exciting, rather than just go through either the classic Divrei Torah or just to read in Hebrew, which is going to be difficult to understand. The first mitzvah we do on Seder night is Kiddush. Now, the whole year, really, there's much debate about grape juice. What din does grape juice have? Now, we know the Mishnah says, Mishnah says, you're stuck, you're nothing, take grapes, squeeze your grapes, make Kiddush, it's a very good idea. People always want to know, some holidays, always get a phone call, Friday morning, you've got to bring wine. I tell people, very simple, go to your local shop, buy grapes, squeeze it, you're good to go. There's two things to know, by the way, if you do it. Number one is, it doesn't taste very good. And the other thing is, you need a lot of grapes. So it's not like one punnet per kois. It's going to need a lot of grapes. But really, you see from that, you're allowed to squeeze grapes, which is grape juice. It's non-alcoholic. I squeeze grapes. There's no alcohol. It takes time to ferment. The answer is, the Gemara says, how come you eat it? The Gemara says, because it's going to become lidei yain. It's going to be mishake. It's called yain. But it's going to become alcoholic. The problem is, our grape juice, you leave it as long as you like, and it will never turn into wine. So there are those who raise the issue if you eat it or not. As by a chuba with Rav Yosef came, picked up, there was only grape juice, picked up, Baruch Hashem, You know, he said, no. Shakol, shakol. You have apple juice, you have orange juice, you have grape juice, there's another fruit juice. Why is it all shakol? The mile of wine is mishaker, because of the mizbeach, it's kosher lenesochim. Grape juice is none of that. So if you would squeeze yourself and there's no sulfites in it, and you leave it 3 days, it's going to start fermenting, great, that's premature wine. But when you buy grape juice, it's not so simple what bracha is. Not only that, it's not so simple you eat a kiddush with it. And not so simple you eat a havdalah with it. Havdalah is a big Indian. Many people went to Chaim Kanievsky, asking for brachas, especially for children. My brother-in-law had, I think, 7 or 8 girls, and he wanted a son. He told him, make havdalah with wine. He made havdalah wine. Next one was a boy. But he told a lot of people to make havdalah on wine dafka. Havdalah is more of a chiv, it could be the shadow of the rice of havdalah. But really, all kiddush throughout the year should be really wine. Grape juice is questionable. Say tonight that poiskim will hold that you're not yoyt to the grape juice bichlal. Why not? Say tonight, not only do we have kiddush and we have gal yisrael, we have benching. Also, every one of these choices is one of the dalit choices of chirus. Here we are, princes and kings. The man chirus saying we want to be live the rich lifestyle. We're free. You got to have chirus. Chirus doesn't come with grape juice. Grape juice is not what the royal people are drinking. They're either drinking regular drinks, Coca-Cola, or they're drinking wine. But they're not drinking grape juice. So Ramosha Feinstein, he's quoted a lot as Baruch, but it wasn't only him, but other places as well who held that you're not Yetzer, you're Seder night with grape juice. Now, comes to me, the first thing is to know that if you stick to Kedem, it's just easy to know because Kedem's the standard, not that you have to use Kedem, they don't pay me enough to give this shir. But first at Kedem, you get the big bottles and small bottles. You're supposed to always use for Kiddush, everything, Kiddush of Dollar, everything, non-pasteurized. The big bottles are non-pasteurized, the small ones are pasteurized. Because the small ones, they go and pour at the weddings, whereas the big ones, they don't really pour at weddings.
The glass bottle, the big glass.
The glass ones. So first, you should buy non-pasteurized if you're non-mavushal. Besides that, you should know, in Kedem, there's 3.5% wine. Now, that wine is really grape juice and wine mixed together. If you mix grape juice with wine, the Chaznish, others held as well, that this grape juice is bichlal nothing. It's like milk. So if you take wine and pour in milk, what's that halacha? You're going to have roiv wine. Now, the 3.5% is roiv grape juice. I know because I called the mashkiach up. He told me it's roiv grape juice. He told me, if you make not use grape juice, don't use the 3.5%. The lowest alcohol Kedem have, which is real wine, is the 4.5%. There's 4.5, there's 7.5, 11.5, it goes all the way up. But 4.5 is the minimum, which is genuine, complete 100% of wine. And if you're not sure, someone asked me in the shop, how do you know? I said, look at the price. One's like $9.99 and one's like $16.99. It's not... Grape juice is pretty cheap, that's the answer. So really, if you want to have low alcohol, 4.5%. But you can't dilute it, because it's got to be wine that can bring you to get drunk. 4.5% will get you drunk. If you take 4.5% and put in a grape juice, it brings down to 2.5%, it won't really be mashaka. By the time you drink it, it won't work. Whereas if you buy the 11.5% wine, then you can dilute it as well, because 11.5% gets you drunk, 9, 8, 7, 6, as long as it's roiv wine. So if you take by the 11.5% of any standard wine, you do roiv, the kois, and then you do 49% grape juice, that's fine too. But if you bring the low alcohol one, the 4.5%, don't dilute it. So 3.5 shouldn't use, 4.5 use, don't dilute. And higher than that, you can use and dilute as long as it's roiv wine.
With grape juice,
yeah. The truth is that really the Gemara says you're allowed to dilute wine up to 6 times. You have a little bit of wine, sip 1, 2, 3, 4. The problem is they've done all that in the shop. Because water is cheaper than wine. So they dilute it the maximum they can. So you can't add water. Grape juice is just like any other liquid. But it's better than water. So you can add it up to roif. But if you use the 4.5%, then you just use it as it is.
So non-pasteurized would be the best for women that days who won't drink alcohol?
Sorry, non-pasteurized in the...
would be the second best for women, let's say, who won't drink alcoholic...
Non-pasteurized. Yeah, non-pasteurized is a miler. Yeah.
Second best after.
Yeah, if you're not using real wine, but you won't buy. What do you mean, grape juice? You won't find non-pasteurized grape juice. Come on. No, the wine. There's wine. I'm talking about the wine. Yeah, sorry. The big bottles of Kedem, I'm talking about the wine, Dafka. Grapes will always be pasteurized. Come out always. Our companies that don't.
There is
one type.
That comes from Belgium.
Yeah. I think there's one or two types which is not pasteurized.
So that would be a miler
over. Yeah, non-pasteurized is always better. If it's not wine, is there any mila? Okay, I don't know. It's a good point, that. Nevertheless, even when women a lot of times ask, they get scared. So I tell them, you know, you take a kois, you fill it up with 4.5%, and you drink roiv the kois, it won't kill you, and if it does, No, it won't kill you. 4.5%, right, guys. It won't get you too drunk. And if you're really worried about being drunk, drink a cup of water, dilute it in your system. It brings it down. You know, once it's drunk, it's okay. And you'll survive it. Much better use a small kois, even smaller than a Chaim Noah. 75 ml kois, which is about half a plastic cup. Better use that of wine than a Sheikh Al Nesh of grape juice. People don't always realize that. Better use a smaller share of wine than the bigger share of grape juice. Because grape juice is extremely questionable whether it works. There are those who say, the stories, the Chaznishis use it, Prescrofis use it, which is true. They used it A, when they went well, and B, they squeezed it themselves, and C, the Prescrof and the Chaznish changed back to wine afterwards, even if they were not well. It was Pesach Yom, they were not well. They changed back, it was very bedieven, they realized that it wasn't such a difference, they didn't want to rely on it. Someone who mamish can't, he can't say they're not using grape juice, but for sure someone who can. And if it doesn't make you feel good, you know worse than the tan and the Gemara at headaches till Shavuos. If it happens till Shavuos, then we'll rediscuss. Then you get to the Shaila Matzah. How much matzah are you meant to eat? Now, there's a lot of wild numbers, and I don't know, I've seen all sorts going on with this, and I think most of it's a mistake. If you look at the where it comes from, the origin of all these halachas, no one ever said that you need to have more than a gezeis. A. B. No one ever said, besides the Mishabro, Shetich HaMishabro, no one ever said you need to have more than a Zayas Zimanim. I mean, you look at a lot of people ask, how big is a Zayas? I tell them very simple. Go to your fridge, take out an olive, you see an olive, there's your Zayas. Mishabro takes Machme, which is a big cash of Mishabro. He puts 6 Chumras together, but he's my, but let's put Mishabro aside. Why does no one say this? The whole Machloikas by Shurim, really it's a Shurim in itself, the whole Machloikas by Shurim is, the Gemara says that a Kois, a Revias of wine, two things about it. A, it's 1.5 eggs. B, you measure it with 3 fingers by 3 fingers by 4 fingers, it's the same shear. Now, 1.5 eggs and 3 fingers, 3 fingers, 4 fingers, it doesn't match. You got kasha. So what do we do? We see the eggs went small, And therefore we go with the fingers, and that's the machlokes and the two shear. But that's when you've got to steer between the beitza and the fingers. By a vase of wine, by a mikvah, different things we have the machlokes. When the Torah tells you a gezeis, then there's no machlokes. No one ever says Zayas is bigger. The only one that says, like I said, is the Mishabro. Mishabro says you should be choshed the bigger shear. And they ask for the Mishabro, even the slach where it comes from, he doesn't say this. And no one said this. You've got loads of poiskim, the Chazm Sefer, the Chaim Veloshen, the Chazanish, the Nidbir. There were many poiskim who discussed it, and no one ever said it before Mishabro. So Mishabro comes along with this big chumrah, which the poiskim don't go with bichlal. And even he says it as a chumrah, to eat double the size of a gezeis. But really, you look at anyone else, and I say anyone else, I mean, anyone else, across the board, they never bring down the bigger shear kazayas. How big is a kazayas? Like I said, you take an olive. Now there is the chinuch, and there is the bach, who say bits get stuck in your teeth, and there's the boom bits, the boom bit of matzah is not matzah. So we always want to add on a little bit to be safe. So, how much is the shear? The minimum shear, which is really for a chayla, is 12 grams. 12 grams is a very small amount. Someone who's ill, 12 grams. The biggest shear, the biggest share with the Mishabura of doubling, the biggest share you can ever get is 35 grams. So those are the two parameters to know. 35 is the biggest you can get. So if you really want to be from, great, do it. 35 grams of matzah, it's not so much. Your regular Kremimir's matzah is 90 grams. It's about a third of a Kremimir's matzah. That's the biggest share. And the smallest is 12 grams, which will be like an eighth of the matzah. In between that, there's different shurim. Most land around 22 mark. 18, 20, 22, 24, around the 22 mark. So you want to give to, especially women, kids for sure, you give 22. But even yourself, 22 is fine. If you are the Baal HaBayis, if you're leading the Seder, and you want to have two kazesim, one from the middle matzah, one from the top matzah, then what you do is very simple. Have 15 from our matzah, 20 from the other. 15 and 20 are both the Sheikh Gazayas, and collectively you have the biggest Sheikh Gazayas. So then you're sorted, you've got every shita, you've got two gezeisim of the smaller shia, one gezeis of the bigger shia, and then you have all you need for your gezeis. Running out of time, finally, kirich, just quickly explain kirich. Kirich, is machalikas hilal and chomim, do you have to have the Karm Pesach with the matzamor? Al matzamor michalu, with the matzamor. Chom say no, matzamor kirich separately. Hilal says all together. Now we don't know what we're passing, like, there's machlokes in the Gemara, there's no answer, we're shenim, don't take sides. What do? We do both. We have matzah, mor for chomim, and we wrap all together for Hillel, which means, according to Hillel, which maybe, the halach, we don't know, you'd not eat until you have kerich. So kerich was here, kerich is rabbonon, it's true rabbonon, but you should get it right, and make sure to have your matzah, mor, all wrapped together. You've got to make sure every bite is matzah, mor. The simplest way is, You take your big piece of lettuce, open it big, you crumble your matzah inside, and then roll up the lettuce like a wrap. No mess, no crumbs are dropped, easy to do. You've got your full kazais of kerich and matzah mor without losing anything, without any damage done. Okay.
Crumble
the